This is a special WSB News presentation. The 2020 elections, where Georgia stands. Here's your host, Scott Slade.
Along with Monica Kaufman-Pearson, AJC political reporter Greg Bluestein, and WSB political analyst Bill Crane from CSA Crane. Good morning, everyone. How is everyone today?
Good morning.
What a great crew we have here. And this amazing news out run by both of you here. And get the political implications. Pfizer saying early data suggests its vaccine is 90% effective against COVID-19. And Monica, let's start with you. How do you feel about that? Would it have changed anything in the campaign if this news had come out 10 days ago? And will you take the shot?
No, I will not take the shot. I'm 73 years old. I want to see more information before I do. But other people who are younger, I have two former cancers, and as I say, 73. So I can't take chances with that. And no, I don't think it would have made a difference. It's a little news too late.
Bill Crane, your thoughts on that. Good morning.
I don't think it would have made a sizable difference in the election results, and yes, I will take the shot.
It's just like that. Greg Bluestein, what are your thoughts on that? Would it have made a difference, and what do you think about taking the vaccine?
Yeah, I don't think it would have made a difference. But remember, the Trump campaign had been promising even before the election that a vaccine would be out widely available. And if the public health experts say to take the shot, I will take the shot.
Okay. Greg, while I've got you here, where the court challenges stand in Georgia at this point, is there anything that's active here in the Peach State, or was it just the one in Chatham County that's already been dismissed?
Yeah, that's the only court challenge we know of, and that was dismissed handily within an hour after very short hearing by a Chatham County Superior Court judge. What we do know is that last night the Trump campaign appointed Congressman Doug Collins, who just lost the U.S. Senate race, as the head of the recount effort here in Georgia. But no other litigation or legal action that we know of, just a lot of unverified, baseless claims so far.
Bill Crane, clean up something on recounts for us this morning. First of all, are they automatic in Georgia, and when does a candidate have a right to request one?
It used to be, and for years, any race separated by 1% or less entitled the candidate on the losing side to request a no-cost recount. Anything more than 1%, they could still request it, but they had to pay for it. That law was changed, and I'm not sure, maybe Greg can remember the year, to the 0.5%, which is the current threshold. This race still falls beneath or at that. We're not done tabulating. The vice president could continue to pull away. His lead is now 10,000 and change votes over the president. But as long as it's within that 0.5%, the president's campaign can request a recount at no cost. They start, of course, at the county level for the first time. As like the audits, they will have paper trail to do this with. It will take about a week, and at no cost to the campaigns, then they'll release results. Having been involved on the campaign side in two prior statewide recounts, one of which the margin was 2,500 votes, so we needed less than one vote a precinct to change the outcome. We didn't get there. We picked up about 300 votes, but our opponent picked up about 150 votes. It moves the needle, but very, very incrementally.
Monica, you've been a veteran covering many elections here in Georgia. Your thoughts on what still seems to be a never-ending story. When do we get to the end?
Well, we need to get to the end soon. I mean, there's some deadlines that have to be met. November 13th in 4 days, county election offices have to finalize the results. Then on November 20th, the statewide results have to be certified. And then don't forget, we got a runoff on December 1st for the 5th District congressional seat. How many days is that, guys? 30 days they're going to serve. And then we've got Yeah, and then December 7th, you've got voter registration for people who haven't registered. And the Electoral College meets on December 14th. So, you know, we got a lot happening between now and January 5th, including the holidays. So it's going to end. I mean, the reality is when the Electoral College meets on December 14th, it's going to come to an end. And then January 5th, we've got the runoff election. So for me, what I'm looking forward to is, how do we get people back to the polls to vote? How many people are going to vote by mail again? Those are my concerns, since I know we have specific dates in line for things that have to be met.
I'm glad you reminded us of those dates. When we come back from a short break, we're going to dig into one of those big ones, the two Georgia runoffs that will likely determine the power structure of the U.S. Senate. Let's bring up to date on weather and traffic now. And WSB meteorologist Kirk Mellers checks in with Atlanta's most accurate and dependable forecast.
All right, Scott, forecast for today, mostly cloudy to partly cloudy, breezy at times and unseasonably mild, high around 75, low 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of a light shower, high 73, low 68. On Wednesday, showers 80% likely, a thunderstorm possible, high 77, low 67. Recapping your forecast for today, mostly cloudy to partly cloudy, breezy at times, unseasonably mild, high around 75. Yesterday was 76. Currently 64. I'm meteorologist Kirk Mellish, 95.5 WSB.
Let's get back to the morning driver. WSB Triple Team traffic coverage begins with Mark McKay.
We begin in Cherokee County, Scott. 575 slowing before and after Highway 92 in Marietta. East Piedmont shut down west of Canton Road. Power lines down after a vehicle hit a pole there. Used New Chastain as an alternate. 75 a bit slow, leaving Delk Road to 285. The road between Midtown and Buckhead is shut down. The main route, Peachtree Road. Power pole repair work being done on Peachtree north of Piedmont Hospital, north of Collier. Big jam, especially headed southbound. Use Piedmont Road as an alternative. Ashley Frasca, Cool Ray Carrier Traffic Center.
Some delay in Sandy Springs, 400 headed north, up from I-285 in the construction zone. 85 south, not bad, out of Gwinnett. And 316 westbound, still bunched up, leaving Lawrenceville. Triple Team Traffic, 95.5 WSB.
All-day coverage of the 2020 election.
You ushered in a new day for America.
On 95.5 WSB.
You know what's knocking the foundation out of a lot of people these days? Uncertainty, the unknown, especially when it comes to big life events like selling your home. This is Scott Slade, and here's who I trust. This company has earned over 4,000 five-star reviews, more than any other real estate company in the country. They've been in the business over 25 years. They've served over 20,000 families. I'm talking about Mark Spain Real Estate. The Wall Street Journal ranks Mark Spain Real Estate number one in the U.S. for closed transactions for the third year in a row. So if you need to sell your home, they can help you today. And with a Mark Spain Real Estate guaranteed offer, you can sell your home fast. And our listeners just love this. Chris said, Mark Spain Real Estate made our selling process easy and stress-free with the Guaranteed Offer Program. Mark Spain Real Estate allowed me to sell my house and move out on my own time. You can receive an all-cash offer and close in as little as 21 days, and their offers are the strongest in the industry. No showings, no open houses, no stress. It's that simple. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
If you've been hurt due to others' negligence, get the strong arm. John Foy and Associates will fight for you to get the best possible resolution. John Foy and Associates are the strong arm of the law, and they keep insurance companies honest. JohnFoy.com.
Breda, Breda Pest. They handle bugs and critters. They're the best. Breda, Breda. No need to be afraid of bugs.
BREDAPest.com. Save money by lowering your out-of-pocket healthcare costs with WellCare's new Visa Flex Card. The Flex Card is a Visa debit card available with select WellCare Medicare Advantage plans. It comes pre-funded with up to $1,500 per year in extra benefits. Use your flexible spending card to pay for hearing, dental, or vision needs beyond what your plan covers. To get your Visa Flex card, call 1-877-MY-WELLCARE or visit us at wellcarenow.com. That's 1-877-699-3552. The new Visa Flex card, only from WellCare. Cosmetic procedures are not covered under this benefit. Plans vary by region and not all benefits are covered on all plans. WellCare Health Plans Incorporated is an HMO PPO PFFS plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in our plans depends on contract renewal. Please contact your plan for details.
Our roundtable continues talking about the election results from the weekend and what is still to be settled. Scott Slade here along with Monica Kaufman Pearson, Bill Crane, and Greg Bluestein. And Greg, to you, here we are now in runoff season in Georgia. And there's a lot of marbles on the table here, control of the U.S. Senate in those two Georgia runoffs in January, and now some new evidence of the importance here of former presidential candidate actually moving to Georgia to help the Democrats.
Yeah, can you believe that? I mean, no rest for weary Georgians at all. The onslaught of ads has already begun. Surrogates are already starting to visit. Marco Rubio, the Florida senator, is coming to suburban Cobb County on Wednesday to stump for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. And yeah, Andrew Yang has packed up his bags and is moving with his wife to Georgia through January 5th. So that's just a taste of what's to come, guys.
And Scott, I just heard from friends in Kentucky who are really invested in trying to lessen Mitch McConnell's control on the Senate. And they've actually sent me emails saying, you know, we'll volunteer, we'll do postcards, we'll make phone calls, we'll give money, just give us the contacts and we'll get involved.
Monica, I would not rule out temporary residency in Georgia by a lot of folks. And
are you serious?
The registration requirement is basically to be a registered voter with proof of residence by the 5th of December. So a slight temporary bump in population.
So and the registration
is December
deadline.
7th. It's December 7th, right. Bill, the voter registration deadline to vote in the January 5th runoff. And seriously, I mean, people are thinking about that. I have a medical friend, a doctor friend, who has someone moving here from New York to stay with him for the next month and a half in order to work on the Warnock and Ossoff campaign. And already, if you look at social media, there are pictures of the two hands of Ossoff and Warnock grabbing hands together to fight Loeffler and Perdue.
Gosh, a lot's going to be thrown at us over the next 8 weeks. Bill Crane, how important will President Trump's conduct here in the next couple of months be in the outcome of these races?
Well, if you're David Perdue or Senator Kelly Loeffler, the president's reaction and ongoing behavior could be critical, because there's a good chance that both those Republicans will have a broader base when we're not in the middle of a hotly contested general election, including the president, that there will be some centrist and non-aligned voters who will cross back into the Republican column. And organizationally, in prior runoffs, Republicans have enjoyed an edge. Stacey Abrams and the Democratic Party have more than caught up and surpassed in turning out absentee and advance voters since. But if the president continues a host of legal challenges or has another meltdown or two performance on national television, it only, I think, would hurt both the Republican nominees. And if I was a strategist for either of those campaigns, I'd be questioning whether or not to bring the president in. He's still very beloved by his base and can certainly draw a crowd, but you never know what he's going to say when he gets here.
Yeah, I mean, Biden has a 10,000 vote advantage over Trump right now, the way the count stands in Georgia. An awful lot of people voted for the president. And Monica, the role of Stacey Abrams in turning out the Democratic vote in Georgia, just how big an influence was she?
She was a huge influence because she did. She may not have won the governor's seat, but she sure, shall we say, unified people all across the country. And then don't forget Nse Ufot with the New Georgia Project. Those two women did more to get people to register to vote and, more importantly, get out to vote. Now, I think their biggest problem is, how do you get people to return to the polls on January 5th? I mean, again, I hate to keep mentioning this, but it's true. You got Thanksgiving, you got Christmas, you got New Year's. You got two runoffs. Don't forget, you've got that one on December 1st. So people are kind of, you know, kind of, how shall I put it, election down.
Election weary, yeah.
Yeah. Now, not everybody's going to be voting on December 1st, because that's for between Robert Franklin and Kwanzaa Hall for the seat of John Lewis, and they're
and
only going to serve. Yeah. And that's it, pretty much. So most people aren't even going to show up for that one. So how are you going to build momentum to get folks back out on the 5th?
Greg, to you on this before we take a break here, you know, that runoff picture, and just where does the election stand now in Georgia? Those numbers still in flux? Is it still a roughly 10,000 vote advantage for Joe Biden at this point?
Yeah, it's still a 10,000 or so vote advantage for Joe Biden. This is where it gets complicated. There's still an uncertain number of ballots out, still outstanding, but it's very small number. It's not going to change the lead. So we're still waiting on those until we can start certifying the election.
Georgia is one of two states that requires a runoff in a general election if no one gets a majority. By the way, the only exception to that law in Georgia is the race for president. More to come here. WSB News Time is 8:46. Our special roundtable continues here. Scott Slade, along with Monica Coffin Pierce and Bill Crane, and Atlanta Journal-Constitution political reporter Greg Bluestein. And we got about 3 minutes left, y'all, for some final comments. Greg, I wanted to ask you where voter fraud investigations stand with the Secretary of State's office now, and how you see the story moving forward this week.
Yeah, well, he has rebutted those claims of voter fraud. He has said there's no credible evidence of any voter irregularities or voter fraud. But he's under fire from fellow Republicans who say that he should investigate unfounded allegations. So he's under pressure right now, but there's no evidence whatsoever, he says, of any sort of voter fraud.
Okay. And Bill Crane, checking in with you now, the President-elect Joe Biden laying out some early turf here on what a Biden administration would look like, well, as quick as today, appointing a coronavirus task force. How quickly do you expect all this to move forward with Biden now?
Well, he can meet with governors. He can meet with federal agency heads. He will hopefully get additional Secret Service protection for himself and his family, as well as Kamala Harris and her family. But in terms of enacting policy or, as he said, undoing some of the damage done by this president, that all can't happen until after inauguration in January. So there will be a lot of energy. There will be a lot of meetings and planning, and perhaps some cabinet members named in advance of their potential later appointment and confirmation by the U.S. Senate. But we do need to remember in this country that elections are instantaneous, and particularly for the White House, there's that transition period between the election, the certification, the Electoral College, and then the swearing in, which will be on January the 20th.
Yeah, indeed. Monica Kaufman Pearson, once again, have we decided the title for Doug Inhofe, Kamala Harris's husband?
I think first gentleman is important, gentleman. But I like first gentleman, but I also hope that leading up to this runoff on January 5th, I'd like to see a couple of things. I'd like the Republicans to stop talking about radical socialism and define exactly what that is and what their programs are. I would like to see John Ossoff tell me what he's done beside being an investigative reporter. I'd like for Kelly Loeffler and Perdue to show me the money in the sense of clean up your stock problems. Let me know what you did and what you didn't do. I really want to hear about issues, and I hope everyone in the contest broadens their image. And my last comment has to do with the vaccine. Never be the first to try the new or the last to try the old, Mama Hattie used to say.
You guys are awesome. Monica Kaufman Pearson, Greg Bluestein, Bill Crane, thanks so much. We'll be checking back with you, obviously. And I'm hoping there will be some runoff debates. A discussion never hurts. Hey, stay with us. The Eric Zaia Report's coming up, Dogs fans. Thanks for joining us this morning. WSB News Time is 8:54.